Credit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Be back in a few minutes, dear.
Where are you off to?
Oh, I'm right at the hardware store to get some hinges for that wood box I'm making.
Oh, did you build a box?
No, but I figure if I spend $3.75 for hinges, I'll put myself in a spot where I have to make it. Maybe the boys like to go with me.
Oh, no, they left early. They were going to go down and meet Tui and Chester on North Street. They'll be back at noontime.
What's the big attraction down there?
Well, it seems they put in some new parking meters, and the boys want to go down there and watch the people get tickets.
That's a rewarding occupation for a Saturday morning. You know, if you put those in backwards like that, you'll have trouble getting them out.
Oh, thank you, dear.
The telephone, dear.
Oh. Hello? Aunt Martha. Well, how are you? Today? Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, of course, we'll all be here. Oh, yes, the boys will be looking forward to seeing you. Oh, they haven't a thing planned.
Hey, no kidding, Tui. You really got free passes?
Sure.
The guy that owns it gave my father a whole mess of them because they put their posters on his delivery trucks.
Some of the guys from the school went last night. They said it's a real neat carnival.
My father says they got a guy there who swallows needles and coughs them up all threaded.
No fooling?
Ah, that's a fake. It's got him hidden in his stomach ahead of time.
Hey, you guys want to go this afternoon? My father says we can use a whole six passes.
This afternoon?
Boy. Hey, if you got free passes, I might even go.
Who's inviting you, Lumpy?
I'm inviting myself. You guys owe me one. Don't forget, my dad took you to the skating rink last summer.
Okay, okay, Clarence. We'll take you. But make like you're not with us, huh?
How are you guys going to get to Garden Grove?
Well, we could take the bus.
Ah, that's no fun. Those bus drivers don't let you horse around on the bus.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can get one of our fathers to take us over in the car. Then we could horse around.
Not my dad. 2 weeks ago, he took a bunch of guys to the ball game. When he got back, he found half a hot dog in his ashtray. Man, he's had it.
Well, my dad's not playing golf or anything. I don't think he'd mind taking us. Well, if none of you guys holler out the windows at people.
Hey, Wally, you tell your dad he's taking us, and we'll be at your house about 12 o'clock.
Hey, Tui, do we get to get on the rides free, too?
Sure. My pop's got all kinds of passes. Boy, I'm going to stay on that roller coaster till I get sick.
Don't forget, Wally. We'll be at your house at 12.
Yeah, if your dad can't take us, call us.
Okay. So long, man.
See ya.
Wally, Tui's got extra passes. You think I could go? I've never been to a carnival.
Well, I guess as long as Dad's taking us, the guys can't squawk too much about having a little squirt along. Boy, I sure wish Dad would get home from the hardware store so we could ask him.
Well, he pretended he said yes.
Well, that doesn't help, Beaver.
I know, but it makes the waiting easier.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm changing feet with my socks. This way, the hole comes on the little toe, and it doesn't hurt so much.
Well, why don't you just put on a clean pair of socks?
Gee, Wally, I wouldn't do that until Mom makes me.
Hey, here comes Dad.
Sure, he says yes.
Oh, hi, fellas. What are you doing here?
We're just waiting for you to come home and say yes.
Say yes to what?
Well, there's this carnival over at Garden Grove, and, well, today's the last day and everything.
Okay. I guess your mother and I could take you, fellas.
Yeah, well, that would be neat, Dad, but... well, Chester and all the other guys are gone, and we thought maybe you could take us over and then maybe pick us up later or something.
Yeah, Dad, the guys want to have a good time.
I see.
Yeah, and Tui's got free passes and everything.
Okay, guys. I'll take you over. What time do you want to go?
About 12. I'll go call the guys.
Hey, Wally, don't forget to tell them I'm coming with you.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Well, the three men of the family coming home together.
Just Dad came home together. We were already here.
I'll go call the guys, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, fellas.
What are they so excited about?
Oh, there's a carnival over at Garden Grove. I promised I'd take a bunch of them over around noon today.
Today? Oh, honey, I don't think they can go today.
Why not?
Aunt Martha called up, and she and her friend Mrs. Hathaway are dropping in on us this morning.
All the way from Riverside?
Well, they're on their way to Indian Caverns, but they want to come by and see the boys.
Oh, well, Aunt Martha can drop in and tell us what's wrong with the way we're raising them, and the boys can still get to the carnival.
Now, Ward, we're going to be very nice to Aunt Martha. I wanted to have plenty of time to spend with the boys, and then they can go to the carnival.
I sure hope so. I didn't disappoint them. Hey, that Mrs. Hathaway, is she the one who married the general?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him at our wedding. You couldn't get over the fact you were marrying a CB.
Took me a while to get over it, too.
Dear, may I? That wouldn't happen if you didn't put the trays in backwards.
Now I've forgotten what I wanted the ice cubes for. Put them back, would you, dear?
Hey, Dad, it's all set. I call Lumpy and he's going to call Chester and he's going to call Tui. They're all going to be here at 12.
Yeah, Lumpy wants to know, should he bring his own money? Or are you going to treat us to junk?
Well, I'll tell you, fellows, something has just come up.
We can go, can't we? Because I call Lumpy, and Lumpy's going to call Chester, and Chester's going to call Tui.
Yeah, sure, sure, you can go. It's just that your Aunt Martha and a friend of hers are going to drop in for a little while.
Gee, Dad, do we have to be here?
Boys, we can't disappoint Aunt Martha.
Yeah, but gee, Mom, it's Saturday.
Yeah, this is just about the only good day for a kid.
Now, boys, your Aunt Martha hasn't seen you for almost a year. She wants to see how much you've grown.
Well, couldn't you look at our marks on the wall? And we could go to the carnival?
Yeah. Tui's got free passes, and it's the last day.
Yeah, and we're going to stay on all the rides till we get sick.
Now, look, boys. Your Aunt Martha and her friend are going to be here for just a little while. Now, it's not going to hurt you to spend some time with them.
Yes, they won't be here long, and then you can go to the carnival. How about that?
Well, all right, Mom.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Now I remember what I wanted.
Wally, they'll come a little while and see how much we've grown, and then they'll leave and we'll get to go to the carnival, won't we?
Gee, Beef, I don't know. I think we wanted too much for it to really happen.
Is that them?
Nah. Just a garbage truck.
What time is it, Dad?
It's about a quarter past 11. Patience, fellows.
Gee, Dad, I thought Aunt Martha and her friend were getting here early.
Well, maybe they had a little car trouble.
Yeah. Maybe all the wheels fell off their car and they won't get here at all.
I don't think so, Beaver. And when they do get here, I want you to be just as nice as you can be.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I sure hope they leave in time for us to change.
Yeah, I got my dirty clothes all laid out in the bed.
Ward!
Boys, they just drove up.
Oh, fuck.
Now, look, I want Aunt Martha to be very proud of you two in front of her friend.
Yeah, Mom.
What will I do, Mom?
Well, just be polite. Kiss Aunt Martha and shake hands with Mrs. Hathaway. Aunt Martha!
Aunt Martha! Mrs. Hathaway, we've all been waiting.
Hey, Beav, look at the corny car.
Oh,
yes, sir.
June, it's so good to see you.
Sorry we were so late, dear, but we were misdirected. That's perfectly all right.
Oh, Ward, how are you?
Just fine, Aunt Martha.
You remember my friend, Mrs. Hathaway?
Oh, yes.
How do you do? We were misdirected.
And Claudia, these are my nephews. This is Wallace.
Oh. How do you do?
And this is little Theodore.
Well, shall we all go in and sit down?
Yeah. Did you have a nice trip?
We did, till we were misdirected.
Mom, things didn't work out the way you said it would.
We're going down to Indian cabins. The general was stationed down there once, you know.
Oh. Wallace, you come here and sit by me. My, I can't get over it. You do have the Bronson chin.
Oh, won't you sit down, Mrs. Hathaway?
Thank you.
Theodore, let me look at you. You know, you're beginning to look like a Bronson, too.
You certainly had two lovely babies, Mrs. Cleaver.
Thank you. We hope they're growing up to be nice boys.
Oh, there's a picture of the two boys together. Why, Theodore, you're crying.
Yeah, Wally must have slapped me or something.
I don't think Wallace would do that. He's so much the gentleman. He's in high school now, you know.
Oh? What do you intend to be when you grow up?
Gee, I don't know.
From the time he was 6 years old, my boy had his heart set on going to the Point.
Moosehead Point? We used to go there in the summer.
Oh, no, no. Beaver, Mrs. Hathaway meant West Point. You know what that is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. They got a television show.
Well, it's been so nice visiting and seeing the boys. But we really must be on our way.
But, Aunt Martha, you just got here. I mean, Ward, they can't run off like this.
No, you can't.
We were planning to have a little lunch somewhere along the road.
Oh, but we couldn't let you do that. Anyway, I don't know of a decent place around here where they could eat. Do you, Ward?
Well, no, I don't. Not for lunch.
Sure there is. There's a chuck wagon. You can get doggy burgers for 18 cents.
Yeah, and they get your french fries for nothing.
Yeah, and if you get there early enough, Aunt Martha, you could get a stool.
Aunt Martha, you just can't rush off like this. You just have to stay here and I'll fix your lunch.
Well, I would like a little more time with the boys, unless they have some place to rush off to. Have you?
No.
No, we're not going anywhere at all.
Well, I'll go get things started.
Oh, and there are the pictures I took that summer. Wallace had the measles. And you know something? He was puffed up like a balloon, and I declare he was as speckled as a trout. I'll never forget it.
And the general didn't realize, till after he had finished the speech, that the microphone wasn't connected. Of course, it didn't really matter because the natives didn't understand a word of English, but they expected it of him.
Boy, you sure have been a lot of neat places, Mrs. Hathaway. Were you ever any places where they ate people?
Beaver, you know, Mrs. Hathaway spent 6 years in China.
Well, that's a neat place, too. What time is it?
It's a little after 12. Theodore, we must get you a watch. I've never known a boy so preoccupied with time.
Would anyone like another sandwich?
I would. Thank you.
Hey, Wally. Hey, baby face. Hey, Cleaver. Hey, Whistlenose. Come on, bird dog. Come on, rabbit ears.
Wally, I think someone outside's trying to get your attention.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's go, man. Go, go, go.
Wally, I think perhaps you should go out and see what they want.
Well, I know what they want.
I think you should go out anyway.
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Hey, meathead!
It's just some of Wally's friends dropping by to say hello.
No, of course. In the service, we had junior officers dropping in to see the general at all hours.
It's about time. Hey, how come you're all dressed up? We said we were going to wear our old junk to go to the carnival.
Well, I'm dressed up on account of my aunt and her friend are here.
But you said your father was going to take us to the carnival.
They'll take us as soon as they leave. They're just finishing lunch.
Gee, Wally, we said we were going to leave early. You went and said your father was going to take us.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said he was gonna if he's not gonna.
He's gonna?
Yeah, but when is he gonna?
I told you, when they finish eating.
How come you gotta hang around and watch him eat? What is it, a big deal or something?
Cut it out, Lumpy.
But gee whiz, Wally, we want to get going.
Okay, well, just give me a couple minutes. Well, why don't you guys go wait in the car?
Boy, I can't wait till I get on that roller coaster.
Hey, keep it down, will you?
Big deal!
Wally, Mom wants you to bring in the coffee.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is boiling hot. I'll have to wait forever before they start drinking it.
That ought to hurry it up. Where are the fellas?
Well, they're waiting out in the car. They said we'd be out in a couple minutes. I hope.
What did
Daryl
say then?
Wally, where's the coffee?
It's in the freezer, Mom.
Wally, I'm not joking. Where's the coffee?
It's in the freezer, Mom.
We were trying to hurry it up, Mom.
Boys, look. Your Aunt Martha and her friend have come out of their way to spend some time with you, and I think you two should make the best of it.
Yeah, but gee, Mom, you and Dad promised we could go to the carnival.
I'm sorry, but it didn't work out that way. Now, you come back in there. I think Aunt Martha has some presents for you. And be enthusiastic. Wally, bring that tray.
Okay. Well, I guess you better go tell the guys we can't go.
Guess I'd better. Bet they never speak to us again.
Thank you so much. We had a lovely visit. And you have two fine boys.
Thank you.
I'm terribly sorry about Theodore's sweater. Perhaps I want to take it back and have it exchanged.
Oh, no, I'm sure he'll grow into it in no time.
Sure, Aunt Martha. Anyway, it'll probably shrink or something.
If I were you, I'd stay right on 39 into Indian Caverns.
Oh, we're all right now. We were misdirected before.
Goodbye, Wallace.
Bye, Aunt Martha.
Ward. Goodbye. Theodore.
Well, I'll go out to the car with you.
Goodbye.
Well, fellas, it's 2:15. Let's round up the gang and get on over to the carnival.
They already left, Dad.
Well, you can meet them over there. There's still lots of time to have fun.
Oh, boy!
Dad, I don't think I want to go.
I don't want to go either.
Why don't you want to go, Wally?
I just don't want to go, Dad. That's all.
How about you, Beaver? Why don't you want to go?
Well, I don't know, but I don't want to go.
Can I go up to my room now, Dad?
Certainly.
Me too?
Yep.
Goodbye. Hope they get there before dark. Was that the boys?
Yeah, I offered to take them to the carnival, but they went upstairs to their room to sulk. We're being punished.
Dear, I was on pins and needles the whole time Aunt Martha was here, afraid of what they'd say. And now that it's all over, I think they could be a lot better sports about it.
Well, I did promise to take them. I guess it's just their way of getting even.
Well, it's a very selfish way. I ask very little of them, and it seems to me that they could give up one day out of the whole year without acting as though we're doing something terrible to them. It isn't fair.
I know, dear. I know.
Boy, how'd you like Dad offering to take us to the carnival?
Yeah, how'd you like him doing that? Why didn't we tell him we'd go, Wally?
Because we don't want to get pushed around.
Oh. Is it being pushed around doing something you want to do?
Sure it is.
Thought so.
Well, if you want to go, go ahead.
No. Well, I don't want to get pushed around either.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Well, it was nice of Aunt Martha to bring you fellas those sweaters, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dad can always use a sweater.
Well, I guess I can use mine someday.
You know, fellas, Aunt Martha lives all alone up there in Riverside. She looks forward to seeing you guys. You and your mother are the only family she has. And you know, too, that she was very wonderful to Mom when Mother was a little girl.
It's hard to think of your mother ever being little.
Well, maybe so. Anyway, Mother was very anxious today that Aunt Martha be proud of you in front of her friend. She wanted to show that we brought you up right. And after it was all over, I think you could have been a little more pleasant about it all.
Well, gee, Dad, it messed up our whole day, and we missed a lot of fun.
Sure you did. But you're going to find out as you go along that there'll be lots of times that you have to make yourself a little unhappy in order to make other people happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so, Dad.
Well, you guys think it over.
Wally, are we thinking it over?
Yeah. Mom?
I'm very busy in here, boys.
We just wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, Mom.
We were sorry the way we acted when Aunt Martha was here.
Yeah, we felt bad, but we shouldn't have acted the way we felt.
Sure, we wanted to go to the carnival, but... Gee, there's a lot of carnivals, and... Well, Guy doesn't get to have too many mothers.
Yeah, and we're sorry if it looked like in front of Aunt Martha you brought us up wrong.
Brought us up wrong. Boys, I'm awfully glad you came down here because... Well, I didn't think you'd really mind giving up just one day for me.
Gee, Mom, we couldn't be sore-headed you.
Well, it's more my fault the way we acted than Beaver's, so... I'm really sorrier.
Thank you, Wally.
What about me?
Oh. Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over for everybody.
Well, we've just been talking.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Oh, well, I've just been thinking. That carnival's open until 11 o'clock. We could all go over there tonight.
Gee, honest, Dad?
No fooling. You know, Mom, the guys say they got a lady over there that wraps poison snakes around herself and everything.
Yeah, and there's this guy there that swallows all kinds of knives and all sorts of neat stuff like that.
Well, I don't know if...
Gee, Mom, you wouldn't want to miss a neat thing like that, would you?
Well... No, Beaver, I wouldn't. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And you don't even have to bother about cooking. We can eat doggy burgers at the chuck wagon.
Yeah, how about that?
Tonight, I'll even eat doggy burgers. You know, I really had a good time tonight.
Yeah, I haven't been to a carnival in ages.
The most fun was watching the boys have fun.
Yeah.
Do you think that Watch the Beaver one's any good?
No, but it'll probably get broken before he finds out.
Too bad the boys misunderstood us today. Well, I mean, all we ever try to tell them is what's right.
Well, I guess parents have always had the knack of making the right thing sound pretty dull and unattractive.
Maybe, dear. But I think this time you did pretty well.